Hi there, this is Cross the Rubicon channel, where you get the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. I'm talking to you from Christchurch in New Zealand, and the date is the 29th of January. 2 days ago, it was my birthday, 27th of January. 53 years old. Bloody hell, makes me feel old. Although I do feel about, I don't know, 25, maybe 30. I still keep myself fit. As it happens, I'll be going for a training session in the park after I've made this podcast, and I'll do about 45 minutes hard out doing what I do. What's in the news at the minute in New Zealand? A day or so ago, Jacinda Ardern, the Marxist Prime Minister we've got here in New Zealand, who's an absolute disaster in my opinion and many others' opinions, has said she is going to hold the election on the 19th of September of this year. And she's pledged to run a positive and factual and robust campaign. Now, I wonder what she's going to do with this positive, factual and robust campaign. I think, how can you be positive, really? Because it's going to be, how can you be positive and be robust at the same time? And factual. There's going to be disagreements. That's what politics is all about. One side calling out the other on different issues. And people will get angry because they're being called out. So you can't really remain positive. This is just idealistic nonsense by a, I don't know, what can you say about Jacinda Ardern? I think she's just, what can you say? But anyway, I think she's going to censor people like this channel, because obviously I'm against Jacinda Ardern, I'm against Labour, I'm against socialism, Marxism and communism, I'm against globalisation, I'm against no borders, I'm against mass migration from the third world, especially from Africa and the Middle East, and especially from Islamic countries into New Zealand. Because I know the state of Western Europe, including the UK. But she is on another agenda. And I have no doubt that she will be getting funding from outside of New Zealand to run this campaign. Because there is outside interests who are globalists who will fund Jacinda. And she will spend a massive amount of outsiders' money to try and win this election, because these globalists want New Zealand to become the first country to fall. And it's basically going to fall to this multicultural paradise, this utopia. What they believe is a utopia. But to people that's living it, the people in the street, the working man, they're the ones that are going to suffer it. It's not going to be a dream for them. But they're being conditioned by the media in New Zealand, who again are being funded by this government via globalists to push out the propaganda that mass migration from the third world, Africa, Middle East, most Islamic countries, I emphasise over and over, is a good thing. And a new thing is going to be climate refugees. And they're really driving this. And this is all part of the slow creep of making people aware of this climate crisis and this climate awareness and this climate alarmism. And at some stage, they're going to be letting these people flood in from these countries, and they're going to call them climate refugees. So you can't send them back. And I believe this climate crisis, this climate change thing, is one huge hoax. And it's all about you paying more taxes. It's on about you and me. in accepting paying more taxes, accepting more refugees from alien cultures, which will make you poorer, make your country poorer, make your communities poorer. It will create, it will come with it that they will bring trouble. They will bring violence. They will bring demands of government. They will bring an end to our freedoms of speech. The government are already working on this now. And they're working on this year, this election year. Jacinda is working on this to shut people down, like me on this channel and others, because we're speaking the truth. And Jacinda and these Marxists slash socialists slash communists don't like the truth. They want complete monopoly on the truth. And their truth is lies. And the real truth is, well, my truth is lies. Their truth is just propaganda. These people are despicable, absolutely despicable. Jacinda is despicable. Winston Peters is, what can you say? He's a liar, he's a cheat. He's a deceiver. He's a hoax. Seymour, another one. Hoax. Controlled opposition. A liar. Fake. Now, you don't hear many people say this in New Zealand, because the mainstream media, well, they all want to look positive and nice all the time. So you don't get none of this. Now this, I believe what I'm saying, is, okay, I've got no one to actually debate with here. Now, I haven't got the funding for that, and, you know, all I'm doing is just talking into my phone. But there's no real robust debate in New Zealand. All you get here on our TV screens, on our radio stations, is just talking heads. People who just agree with each other. And they never talk about the real issues. Never. They never touch on anything where they could really have a real robust. I mean, this word robust, it's almost a, it's a fake word. They say robust, but they don't really mean robust. It's just a word that they don't even know the meaning of. There is no robust conversation in New Zealand. They shut down robust conversation. When I say they, I mean the left. The Jacinda supporters. The people who support mass migration, support every other race apart from their own. Me, myself, I like the West as it is. I think America being strong, the United States, when I say America, being strong is good for the world. Because let's face it, a strong America keeps us safe, all safe. If America fall, well, when I say America, I mean the United States. If they fell by the wayside, like a lot of people want, a lot of these lefties, they want America to fall. So who's going to fill that vacuum? China? Russia? And how would the world be then? How would the world be then if China or Russia were controlling everything, with policing the seas, controlling the world, and America were just relegated to second or third place? 70 odd years ago, if it wasn't for America, New Zealand wouldn't be New Zealand now, would it? The United States saved New Zealand. It saved Australia from Japanese imperialism. Saved China. The United States saved China. Would you believe? When they dropped those two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, that almost as good as within weeks, finished the Japanese occupation of Manchuria in China, which was then Manchukuo, I think the Japanese called it. And the day after Hiroshima, the Russians came flooding into China. They flooded into Manchuria. And they pushed the Japanese back into the sea and back to Japan. But who started that? The United States. Who stopped the Japanese getting to New Zealand and Australia? The United States. Who took the full brunt of all those battles in the Pacific theatre of war? US Marines and the Army and the Navy. The United States. It was them that went island hopping. It was them that fought them battles in Guadalcanal and Peleliu and many others. Thousands, tens of thousands of American servicemen died protecting the West, protecting us, New Zealand. And yet the left today say the United States is the biggest terrorist in the world. And people like Jacinda even think that. They only like the United States when the Democrats are in power. The Democrats. What do the Democrats do every time they're in power? They have wars, don't they? And yet they accuse the Republicans of exactly the same thing. But that's the idea, to accuse others of what you're guilty of yourself. Has Donald Trump, while he's been in office, has he started any wars? I don't think so. He's pulled troops out, finished off ISIS, along with the Russians. To a large extent, finished off ISIS. What did Obama do? What did Obama do? He was useless. He was an appeaser. What did he give to Iran, Obama? Please don't attack us. Here's $450 billion. $450 billion. On pallets. Literal cash. On pallets that was dropped. Taken there in airplanes. In cash. $450 billion. Please don't attack us. Please don't build a nuclear weapon. Here's money. That is appeasing. And what is appeasement? Definition of appeasement. He who feeds the crocodile, hoping it will eat him last. I think it was Winston Churchill who said that. That's what Obama was, an appeaser. A terrible president. An absolute disaster. And why do people love Obama? Why do they? Is it just because he's black? And they feel the need to have to love him, because to say otherwise is racist. I remember someone saying to me, this was recently, I said I didn't like Obama, I thought he was terrible. Oh, you're just a racist, they said. Now, I didn't really know this person, they didn't really know me, so they didn't know my politics. But they accused me of being racist because I didn't like Obama. And that's where we are, this is the left, this is how they think. It's all about identity politics all the time. It's all about the oppressed. The oppressed and minorities should have more power than minorities. So essentially, they don't believe in democracy. The thing is about the Democrats and Labour and these socialist Marxist communists, they want to use democracy to destroy democracy. And what I mean by that is, they want to flood nations with mass migration from the third world. Alien cultures. Because they know what they are doing is bringing in voters. And when they bring these people in, they're going to give them the vote pretty quick. And these people will vote for Labour and the big state, the welfare state, that will keep them in power. And that's what the Democrats, Labour, the left, this is what they want to do. And yet most people in New Zealand, population of 5 million, have no idea, have no idea. They see Jacinda on the news every night, smiling, big smiley face, and they think she's marvellous. Because she's portrayed as, well, something marvellous by the media, and there's never a bad word said about her, then that's it, she's marvellous. They don't bother to delve any deeper. They trust the media. They trust the media. They trust your Patrick Gowers. They trust your John Campbells. They trust them. And that's a problem. And when Patrick Gower says there's a white supremacist problem in New Zealand, and, you know, anybody who's against mass migration, who's against the global compact on safe and orderly migration, is a far-right white supremacist, then that's true. They believe that is true. And they run with it because it's easier to run with it. These people don't, honestly, they're just, it's a vacuous torpor of a nation. They don't want to know. They're apolitical. And they reel back in shock horror when someone says they support Trump. Because they are, it's being driven every single day in our media, New Zealand, and our government and academia, that President Trump is some kind of far-right white supremacist and a misogynist and a racist. That is what is driven in this country. And if you say otherwise, then you're bad. Then you're somehow KKK, evil. You're anti-immigrant, you're bad. If you say if you believe in the nation state, that's bad. Because it's driven now in the media that open borders is a good thing. And people swallow it. This is slowly, slowly being driven home that open borders is a good thing. But this open borders is a one-way street. The third world will come to the first world. But the first world is not going to go to the third world, are they? They're just not. We've got it so good in New Zealand, much like the United States and the UK. Still parts of the UK, not all. But there are still some parts that are beautiful. A lot of it's gone real bad. Same in France, same in Belgium, Holland, Germany. And let's not forget Sweden, which is the worst affected of all. But we certainly live in interesting times. New Zealand is a rich country. It's pretty low wages, really, considering. But it's a great country, a great culture. But that's rapidly changing. The demographics are changing. People are noticing. Now. Nothing in the media. Nothing. Because they are keeping us in the dark. Treating us like mushrooms. Keeping us in the dark and feeding us on shit. That's what the media and politicians are doing. People don't understand what is happening while they are not looking. This government loves nothing more than an acquiescent populace who are uninterested in politics. They love nothing more because they know they can do anything they want. And they've got the media behind them because they pay the media. They pay the media to push their propaganda. That's why there are no real good journalists in New Zealand who will tell you the truth. They're all on the payroll of the government. Propagandists. people like me getting shut down and vilified by this government, by this media. Police coming round to our homes. People pointing at us in our workplace and saying there walks a far-right white supremacist. This is the power of the media, and this is the power of the government, of what they do. This is the power of propaganda. In the last century in China, I'm reading a book at the minute, Wild Swans, Three Daughters of China. It's a great book, honestly, you should read it. Chairman Mao, communists, and what he did to China. The Great Leap Forward, 1958, I think it was. Late 50s, early 60s. Great Leap Forward. This man was insane, Chairman Mao. An insane communist. An absolute insane maniac. And yet he was revered in China. He decided the whole population were to make steel. And everybody's cutlery, everybody's pots and pans, every bit of metal that was in their house, every children finding bits of metal in the street. He got the whole populace of China to make steel and to throw their bits of steel into these big vats making steel in their villages, in their towns, in their cities to make steel because he wanted to catch up to Britain and the United States with a steel industry. But he even got people from the countryside who basically grew the food for China, for the Chinese. He even got them to do it too. So this, in effect, took people away from agriculture into making steel. And obviously, what happened next? There was no food. So somewhere between 30 and 75 million people starved to death in China. Isn't that amazing? That's communism. The cult of personality. And yet, at the time, the world didn't really know what was happening in China because it was a closed society. Hitler did bad things. We all know about Hitler, what he did. Stalin did even worse. But does the two of them together compare with Chairman Mao? I don't think so. Chairman Mao did a lot worse. And yet, the left revere Chairman Mao. Revere him. They think he's marvellous. In China, they still think he's marvellous. His legacy is still going in China. They still have big murals, big posters on the walls all over Beijing, Shanghai, wherever in China. The Communist Party is still alive and well in China, even though it is like a, well, capitalist slash communist society. But communism kills, takes away our freedoms. Marxism is communism. It takes away our freedoms. It takes away our ability to think on our own. We have to be collective. We have to think the same. We have to be uniform into the communist system, into thinking, communism, groupthink. That's communism. Individual thinkers are persecuted, jailed, killed in communist countries. Killed. Whole families ruined. Families, cousins 9 times removed, killed because one of their families was a dissident against, well, alleged dissident against the Communist Party. Against Chairman Mao on what they were doing. The man was an absolute maniac, and yet there are leaders in this world that believe Chairman Mao had the right idea. And these leaders are in charge of democracies now. And I believe one's in charge of New Zealand. Comrade, comrade, comrade. That's what she's on film, calling her friends comrades. Who calls people comrades? Marxists, communists. And now she's in charge of New Zealand, and she got the power in New Zealand by default. And she's celebrated by the world, celebrated especially by the United Nations, because the United Nations are chock-a-block full with communists and Islamists who are all globalists because they want to end Western dominance of the world. They want to end it. The United Nations are not fit for purpose. They're the most corrupt organization in the world. But they control Western leaders. They control them. I believe, I may be wrong, but I don't think so, that Jacinda is doing everything the United Nations tell her. And globalists. Globalist influencers like George Soros and others who tell her exactly what to do and how to do it. They want to destroy New Zealand because New Zealand is easy to destroy. It's a relatively quite a large country, bigger than the UK. To give you an idea, if you added another area the size of, say, Wales onto the UK again, you would have the area of New Zealand. That will be roughly the same size then. But we've got the population of New Zealand, just 5 million people compared to what, 67 million people in the UK. New Zealand is ripe for the taking. And they know this. And this maniac that walked into the mosque last March the 15th speeded it up. I think it was on the cards anyway. But he speeded it up. And Jacinda capitalised. She exploited that to take away our freedoms. To take away and disarm New Zealanders, people who go hunting, people who had nothing to do with that mosque shooting. She's disarmed them, or trying to disarm them. They are now criminals in New Zealand. People who have certain types of guns. Criminals. And yet there's no mention of gangs. They had a shooting battle only a week or so ago. Up in Napier, I think it was, in Hawke's Bay in the North Island, between Black Power and Mongrel Mob, shooting each other, gangs, criminal gangs. No mention of taking their weapons, no mention at all. But Jacinda wants to come for good people's guns, good people's hunting rifles. That's what she wants to do, because they are easy. She's not going to go for the criminal gangs because most of them are Maori. That is a problem. Because she does not want to be accused of racism, which she would do straight away by these corrupt truffers in Parliament who hunt for racism all the time. They hunt for it. They love it. They love to be offended. And they love to hunt and call anybody who's a racist who attacks the gangs, who are mostly predominantly Maori in New Zealand. With a population of only 14% Maori, most of the gangs in New Zealand are Maori. Go figure. 52% of the population of the prisons. 52% of the prison population is Maori. Go figure. We've got a problem here in New Zealand, and the problem is our government. The problem is the apathy, the lethargy of the people, and a absolute corrupt media, a fully paid up media, who people trust. But people are wise enough, but it's a slow process. But the immigrants are flooding in quicker than people are wising up. That's a problem, a real problem. And it's done on purpose. It's done by design. You can drive through Christchurch now. I'm not sure about any other side, parts of the country, but definitely in Christchurch. You can drive down Morehouse Avenue, Beeley Ave, Main South Road, the busiest roads in Christchurch. And you will see in the cars next to you at the traffic lights, the demographics are changing. They are changing. And that's when you notice it, when you drive in the car and you see people in other cars. That's when I change. That's when I notice it anyway, because I'm like just out of Christchurch. And there's many others that mention it to me. They see the demographics changing. There's no mention of it. You can't mention it. You can't talk about it, because you're not allowed to. Because to talk about it is racist. But is it racist? If it's factual, is it racist? It's not, is it? But no doubt this year, Jacinda is going to cut down on our freedoms even more. And she's going to ramp up the media. Ramp up the media. And the police. To come after people and shut them down. YouTube are going to shut down YouTubers. She's going to come after people on Facebook who are concerned about what's happening in New Zealand, and they don't want New Zealand to go down the same road as Western Europe. She's going to shut those people down because she doesn't want their viewpoint spreading. You see, Jacinda's a fraud. Absolute fraud. She has not got New Zealand's interests at heart. She has got her own career, her own legacy at heart. She wants to get the big job at the United Nations. And if destroying New Zealand is part of that process, then so be it. She will do it. She will do anything to get that big job. She does not represent the people of this country. And when you vote for her, you just remember that what you're voting for is a globalist. She's already signed away the sovereignty of New Zealand to the United Nations via the Global Compact on Safe and Orderly Migration. She's already signed that away. The United Nations are in charge of New Zealand's borders. The climate refugees are going to be flooding in this year. Flooding in. And the media are going to be telling us it's because of droughts. It's because of lack of water. It's because all kinds of different things that are to do with the climate. That's why they're coming to New Zealand. But you know what? It's absolute bullshit. And it's lies. And it comes down, all of it comes down from the United Nations. All of it. The United Nations should be dismantled. Absolutely dismantled. Kicked out of New York. Kicked out of America. Sent back to where they come from. They are not fit for purpose. Stop the funding of the United Nations. And I implore anybody to do your research other than the mainstream media or legacy media in New Zealand, about Jacinda Ardern and this government and globalism, globalisation, George Soros. These people are evil. They believe in a new world order. They do not believe in democracy. They are going to use democracy to destroy democracy. That is their aim. And the democracy they're going to use is mass migration. They are going to mass import voters to destroy and overwhelm the indigenous voters of nations and keep these people in power until they have a one world government. That is what they're going to do. That's me. I've been on here for 36 minutes. Hope you enjoyed that. And please share this podcast to everybody you know. And because this is important. This is my little thing. I've been banned off YouTube, as you know, so I'm doing these podcasts. Numbers are just a fraction of what I was getting on YouTube. And, yeah, just please share everywhere. And don't vote for Jacinda. Me, I'm going to vote for New Conservative. That's my party. And National, nah. It's got to be New Conservative. Even National, the slightly lesser evil of Labour. New Conservatives for me. Or anybody else who's on the right. David Moffat, I think, has started another party. I forget what it's called. But, yeah. But that's me, anyway. Cross the Rubicon, where you get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Share this everywhere, people. See you later.